Ollie, disappointing loss. What's your overall feelings in the aftermath?
We're very good until we scored, and then we're probably equally as bad as we were good from there to the end. I think there was a huge turning moment at 1-1 when Jesse Deathers was tackled from behind, albeit he nicked the ball, but it's a tackle from behind, and I know if it was the other end it would be given. And to be fair to Drogheda, then they straight up the pitch and they scored a great goal from across, and they scored a third on the counter. At that stage, you know, we had thrown caution to the wind. But no, we should have managed it better. I think might have been a turning point where the young goalkeeper Sam Long made a great save that us 1-0 up. But when you're down there, you're down there, and it doesn't go your way, as we know from before. But you know, can we blame the linesman that he didn't get the penalty? Possibly we could, but that's taking something away from Drogheda. They're down to 10 men and they upped it, and to be fair to them, they probably shaded it when you look at the 95 minutes that were played.
Yeah, you had a really dominant first half, Ollie, and even you got the perfect start to the second half with Connor's goal.
Yeah, we did, and probably then we sat back, and although we did have a great chance to score a second, sometimes, as we know ourselves in years gone by, when you go down to 10 men, you find another lease of life, and that's what Drogheda did. But certainly, you know, we should have managed and seen the game out and 1-1. I'm referring to Jesse's penalty. Yeah, he got a nick in the ball, but he went right through him from behind. And look, if it wasn't given at the other end against us, you'd say fair enough. However, we still should have managed the game better, and we should have seen out something, but we didn't, and fair play to Drogheda for getting the result they wanted.
And to be fair, Ollie, big player goes off, Barry. Is Barry okay? He received a large knock to the face from his own player. If he was on the field, maybe he might have controlled things a little bit better.
We've a panel of 20 players. We can't have attended them on one or two. So, no, please God, he'll be okay. That's all. He's with the doctor there, and hopefully he'll recover. But, look, we've a lot of things to look at before we play Dundalk on Monday night. And, look, we need to look at ourselves as well, and let's see where it goes.
And, Ollie, just to say, what's that six-point gap mean now? What's the thoughts looking forward now ahead even to Monday against Dundalk?
Six-point gap is a six-point gap. I don't know what you're looking for here. Look, we're not in a good place, and we need to try and turn it around to play a Dundalk side that are, you know, at the other end of the table. You know, we're playing the last 2 weeks against UCD and Drogheda. They're in or around us. Now we're going the other end to play, you know, the Dundalk and Derry at the end of the week. So, you know, it gets harder, and we have to get better, although we'll be down the number of bodies, which is hard. But look, we'll keep at it.